Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Hi, this is Dr. Andy Barlow with the Chiropractic Physician Center of Tupelo and author of the number one best-selling book, The Codebreaker. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Then call my office at 662-844-1414 and order my new book, The Codebreaker.
Thanks for joining me on this edition of Mississippi Magic. A brief respite from podcasts that deal with unsolved and unjust murders, politics, and things of political persuasion. Here we just take a few minutes in a condensed version that brings you, in story form, some history of great fellow Mississippians. This edition titled, Just Follow Your Heart. His father owned and operated one of the largest businesses in the industry when he was born. And like all fathers, he had dreams of Junior taking over the business once that trajectory of the father's age met the son's willing and able abilities to take charge. But in the words of Robert Burns, the best laid plans of mice and men often go awry. And they did with Junior. Now, it wasn't without a fight. He tried. It was a battle of the heart, and something else kept painting him into the corner. Till one day, he surrendered, gave up, confessed to those he loved and those who had other plans for Junior that he would surely lead a tortured life if he didn't just follow his heart. Had his father's wishes been fulfilled, Mississippi and the world would not have been granted the treasures he left behind. Treasures that today grace some of the most famous homes and museums and institutions around the entire country. That story of another famous Mississippian next, after a word from our sponsor, the good people at Divinity Equipment. Sure, you get specials like no money down, easy financing on Kubota tractors. That's just the beginning. You see, Divinity stocks the tools you need to fully maximize your new Kubota and get the jobs done. Rotary cutters and cultivators, flex wing rotary cutters, rear mounted blades, spindle rotary cutters, box blades, all purpose plows, crop shredder, grapples, road graders, subsoilers, and lots more. Your arsenal of tools to attack any job you've got next week or next year is as close as Divinity Equipment. Highway 51 North in Madison and also in Jackson. Hey, how about wrapping up a log splitter under the tree for this Christmas? Check them out. All at DiviniEquipment.com. Now back to this podcast episode of Mississippi Magic titled, Just Follow Your Heart. The first battle in taking over the empire from his father was manifested upon Junior at birth. It was a situation that may have ultimately saved his life. More on that in a second. More than his father's business, school, the grand parties at the country estate, the finer things in life, Junior found comfort and solitude and meaning in one thing. One single thing that he kept coming back to that made him feel warm in the heart. Now, if he could make money on doing this, he felt the sky would open and the angels would sing. That one thing was art. Where the raw talent, the calling, the passion to dive into a particular project and make time irrelevant, and the noise of the outside world fade away. No one knows. At some point, the family understood that Junior wasn't cut out to, as we say, be down on the farm. He traveled to the Windy City to enroll in the Art Institute of Chicago with a scholarship and a Mississippi accent. It's said that the experience changed his life and gave him direction and certainty that he might actually be able to create something from this built-up passion that someone somewhere might pay for. Little did he know. But then, as life would have it, come 2 years later, artists weren't in as much demand as soldiers. Junior, being a Mississippi patriot, was unable to join the military because, during his delivery at birth, he suffered a partial paralysis. So after 2 years of training in the art world, Junior used his skills to support those who wore the uniform by working at an aircraft factory in Nashville, Tennessee, creating illustrations and blueprints of isometric assembly plans for the military. His incredible talents didn't go unnoticed. Later, he was offered a job as an illustrator for some popular magazines like Outdoor Life. And for some people, seeing their work in a popular national magazine might have been uplifting. But Junior, not him. He grew despondent and homesick for Mississippi. And to him, illustration wasn't art. A final answer about a life decision came In quiet brushstrokes during a visit to New York to a Van Gogh exhibition, for a long time studying the priceless works, he decided he'd rather be back home in Mississippi painting from the heart for pleasure than doing commercial illustrations for money. And that's what he did. He returned to Mississippi, spent some time doing what his father always wanted, working to maintain and grow the family empire, one of the largest farming operations in the entire Southeast. During that time, he listened to his heart, and he committed to the art that kept calling him back, portrait painting. And during that time, his talents were unleashed. Even his earliest works were stunning, scenes captured of farmhands that framed their incredible work ethic from rugged hands to battered boots. And those early paintings launched an unbelievable career as a portrait painter when they were viewed by family and friends. And by the way, his first paid commission actually came a long 2 years after the request. You see, Junior asked the potential customer to let him study his craft, hone his skills, so that he would be worthy of the money for that painting. That he did. For 2 years, he poured himself into excellence. He studied the masters. He explored the influence of color and light. He actually took a box of human bones and painted and repainted them to ensure the portrait was as lifelike as possible. And then, 2 years later, he got $100 for his very first commission. A simple beginning that grew to more than 400 private and public art collections, now gracing homes and museums across the entire country. All told, he painted more than 800 individuals, some historic figures, such as the Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Jim Wright, Mississippi Governor William Winter, U.S. Senator John Stennis, even the daughters of Richard Nixon, and another pretty famous Mississippian by the name of William Faulkner. Born in Dundee, Mississippi, and raised on a cotton plantation outside Clarksdale, Mississippi, Marshall Bolden's oil paintings live on as treasures for generations to come. He passed away in 2012 at the age of 89, but not before letting the world know he led a life doing exactly what he was supposed to do. All because Marshall Bolden just followed his heart.
I asked my son one time, I said, "Bo, so when should I retire?" And he said, "Daddy," he said, "get your retirement out of your head. He's a doctor." He says, "I watch my patients retire and die." Maybe I have a great faith in things, and I didn't know what was really happening to me. But it was all leading me right up to portrait painting. I've tried to quit portrait painting once or twice, and I can't do it. I go right back to it because I'd rather paint a person than anything I know. And it really doesn't matter how good my portraits really are. What matters is that I'm giving some people pleasure with what I can do. They may not be the world's greatest paintings. I know I can't do that. I mean, I know that, but I've still got to try to push it to get as far as I can. Otherwise, I will have not been fair. Lord, this is what I'm supposed to do. I mean, this is the Lord's plan for me. And if I mess up, it's my fault. When I'm gone, it's not going to make a bit of difference to me whether these things in museums or not, you know.
Yet another Mississippian whose commitment and talents have placed them in the history books of movers, shakers, and playmakers. A talent so unique, publications across the country like the New York Times label Marshall Bolden the South's foremost portrait painter. All done on a Clarksdale farm in a small studio that once served as a chicken house. And more wisdom that to live a life you love, the greatest advice is just follow your heart. And if you do, chances are pretty darn good that you'll leave behind a bit of Mississippi magic.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.